Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this session, we shall study the importance of the institution of family. We know that when a person is born in this world, he is a very weak individual. He needs the affection, care, and love of his parents. Similarly, when he passes from his prime of youth to old age, again he needs the affection and care of other people. So if the complete life of man is viewed, one can easily say that it can be divided into three broad cycles. Initially in childhood, then in the prime of his youth, and then old age. If one views all these three stages, one can easily come to the conclusion that in his childhood and in his old age, man is dependent for his existence, is dependent for his sustenance on other people. It may be in the prime of his youth that he would not require the services of any other people, but of course, a person is not merely youth. He has to pass through his childhood and he has to pass through his old age. Therefore, Islam insists that the only solution to this is that he live in the form of a family. And precisely for this reason, it has equipped the nature of man to live in a community. Man needs the services and affections of his children, of his parents, of his wife, and of course of his extended family. And for this very reason, the Almighty has revealed his social law such that it has regarded the institution of the family as the basic building block of the society. Now, if we study the Quran also, we come to the conclusion that we mankind, or the whole of mankind, is one global family. It was brought into existence by Adam and Eve, who are our progenitors. And as such, all of us belong to one single family. There are certain important details which the Quran has divulged while speaking of this global family. And I shall like to read out first the verse which actually signifies all these details, and then we shall discuss some of the important conclusions in this regard. The Quran says,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. O mankind, fear your Lord, who created you from a single person, created of like species, his mate, and from these two scattered countless men and women in this world, and fear Allah, through whom you seek mutual help, and fear breaking blood relationships. Indeed, God is watching over you.
Now, if we reflect on this verse, there are a couple of very important points which come to mind. Firstly, it is said that we are the family of one parent. Our parents are common. Adam and Eve brought us into existence. Therefore, we must not regard ourselves to be superior to others. One of the very important conclusions in this regard is all of us belong to the same family. We are all brothers and sisters. And as human beings, all of us are equal. The second thing which the verse mentioned is that the Almighty created Eve from the same species as he created Adam. Therefore, as human beings, Adam and Eve are equal. And which further points to the fact that as human beings, men and women are also equal. There must be no differentiation between men and women as human beings. The third thing which the verse says is that one must fear breaking blood relationships. Blood and family relationships are very important. One must be very, very careful in discharging one's duties and obligations towards one's family. And it is a very big anathema in the eyes of the Almighty if one is rude or if one breaks one's family relationships. And finally, the last very important thing which the verse says is that Allah is watching over you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا, which means that Allah is guarding and watching over us, and He's seeing us whether we discharge our responsibilities, if the context is taken into consideration regarding our family in the proper way or not. So in a nutshell, we can say that all of us belong to this global family, and hence we have rights and obligations. And also the fact is that all of us are equal in status as human beings. And therefore the Quran has also said that since the Almighty has created man in such a form that he has to pass through various phases, in spite of being in this global family, the only solution to his complete life is that since he is dependent on others, he has to exist and sustain himself in a family. And the Almighty has also equipped a man and a woman to come together through natural urges in the form of a family. And the Quran very explicitly says in this regard that وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً Inna fi zalika la ayatil liqaumin yatafakkarun.
And among his signs is that he created you from mates from among your species, that you may obtain comfort from them. And for this purpose he has put love and sympathy within you. Surely in this are signs for those who reflect.
Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.